where the news comes to talk. It's the Roundtable. Round one at 7:45. Round two at 8:45. Weekday mornings on More in the Morning.
I don't know why my lustrous hair is that amazing to you.
We didn't say it was lustrous. We were asking.
Exactly. We're curious.
You will feel...
Run your fingers through it, Jerry. Go ahead.
There you go.
Wait a minute. Doesn't that amount to sexual assault?
It does.
On the roundtable today, you've heard from most of them already.
Yes.
Amanda Galbraith is here from Navigator Communications. Mike Tobe, former speechwriter for the Prime Minister, now a syndicated columnist. Jerry Agar from The Jerry Agar Show. And Christy Blatchford, back from the Olympics. But do you have hockey on in the corner of your eye right now?
I do.
Yeah.
Yes. And my hair also is lustrous. Excellent.
Ooh. Good to know.
Excellent. We
so
won't ask.
The chief of police is going to be on with us at 8:35, but we already talked to the union boss. His results came in yesterday, and 86% of those who voted said they don't have confidence in the chief of police. However, only 47% of them voted. Just a little while ago, Mike McCormick on the show was saying, well, you know, it's a pretty good turnout rate, 47%, because municipal elections only have 42. Yeah, but in municipal elections, you have to actually leave the house. It's not a union vote that was sent to you via email. I don't want to mock the union, but I think this is a rather poor showing.
Yeah, and I also think it's 47% of people that gave their emails up to actually be contacted, so we don't even know if it's the percentage of the membership. The other thing is they did this to Fantino, and I think he actually had a worse result. So
yes.
This is a tactic that the union's deployed. I mean, people use tactics like this all the time in communications, but I would say, yeah, it's not exactly a strong showing.
Yeah.
It's less than 50%.
I don't agree. I think that the point that Mike McCormick made was good. Municipal elections, I think the last municipal election was 52%. John Tory is mayor. Nobody argues about that. I think it was around the same number in the provincial election. Kathleen Wynne and the Liberals won. Nobody argues about that. The over 2,200 police officers said, we don't have confidence in the chief. He's got to deal with that.
Yeah, but, you know, in my union, ACTRA, I'm pretty sure the last time we voted on a contract had an 87% response rate.
Yeah, but you guys are barely booked all the time. Actors spend most of their time with nothing to do.
Oh, that's why they have time to vote.
No, okay, I like John's acting.
I think the question was a loaded question.
Yeah,
you got too. The response that Mike McCormick wanted them to get. And I think he should be careful about McCormick, I mean, about what he wishes for here, because what this does is play into those who, for much less transparent reasons, want to undermine the police and the authority of the police chief. And, they can now say, well, look, even his own men don't support him. And I don't think that is true. I think it was a loaded question. I think people who answered that vote knew precisely what they were meant to say, and most of them did exactly what they were asked to do. And I think it is a kind of a dangerous thing. If any boss at some point, if you said to his employees, are you satisfied with your boss, would reply no. That isn't often the issue.
John, are you satisfied with your boss?
No, I'm absolutely. Love the
boss. That's 100% turnout. We got it.
I will bank blood for the boss. So it doesn't explain the clothing, but Justin Trudeau's supporters are saying that he was set up by Indian intelligence.
Are they seamstresses? Because that's the only explanation.
Exactly.
Christy, the argument, and John Iveson is, you know, a reporter of some substance.
He's a great reporter.
He says that it's inexplicable that a guy who was convicted of trying to kill an Indian cabinet minister somehow ends up traveling from Canada to India. He says, and this is not his contention, people tell him that Indian intelligence took the guy off the list so they can make Trudeau look stupid.
Well, they may have taken him off the list if he was ever on that list, however well that list was distributed, et cetera, but they didn't couldn't have set out in this way to embarrass a Canadian prime minister or any other head of state. This happened because the federal Liberals are so freaking eager for the votes that are to be found in the Sikh community, which is arguably more radical in British Columbia than it is even in India. Here, courted those votes. Everyone, I suspect, in the party out there, including the MP who invited him to this dinner, because we know he was taking pictures with the guy in 2015. Everyone knew who he was.
Yeah.
They just didn't care. So what if he's a convicted terrorist? So what if he, at least according to the man himself, once tried to hammer and beat up a guy who went on to become the Attorney General of British Columbia. So what if he's, you know, was deemed by a court to be a involved in a sophisticated car and fraud ring. I mean, this is hardly a one-time, one-strike guy, you know?
There are two points, really, just to quickly add here. I mean, number one is that a backbench MP is taking the hit for this entire thing. Sorry, there's two people on this panel, Amanda and I, who both work for the PMO. We know how these things go. It's not a backbencher making an invitation and that's the end of it. You have to be vetted from that point on. To hear from the CBC, which released last night, that the RCMP was not aware and other things, clearly there's a lot more to this. Here's the second point. This is the most important one. Somehow or other, former British Columbia Premier Christy Clark caught wind a few years ago of this guy and was able to actually stop him from going to events. If she can do it, why couldn't the Prime Minister's office?
Well, to be fair, she stopped him in the same way that this man was stopped from going to the Thursday dinner after he already went to the Tuesday event.
Yes, I'm
Christy
just saying
Clark
she did.
found out after he had been invited to a budget as a special guest to the government.
Right. I'm just saying that they were able to find a way to keep him out, and they actually vetted it properly, or they at least, if nothing else, discovered it later on. Quite
frankly,
this just went
through.
Kim Boland
from the Vancouver Sun discovered it.
At least someone did. Well,
yeah,
fine.
No, no. My point is the same. Politicians like this, who are prepared to lie in bed with the devil, whatever the stripe of the devil, only admit it when they are caught out publicly.
And let it never be forgotten, I used to be on the no-fly list.
Really?
Yeah, a guy who tried to kill a cabinet minister can go to a party with the prime minister, but I couldn't get on a plane.
You were on the no-fly list.
With his lustrous hair.
We've corrected
separate
the situation.
List.
All right. As we talk about whether or not your high school math teacher should be able to handle a weapon, turns out there was an armed officer at the school in Florida who did nothing. What do we make of that?
He's a terrible police officer who probably walked around being macho. I don't know that because I know nothing about him. But that said, none of us know how we would react in those situations. But he was charged to react in that situation. It's an insult to police officers who turn toward danger, which is what most of them would do. This is really, really unfortunate. But it's one police officer who, first of all, was suspended without pay and then he resigned.
Yeah, I think two things. One, people don't know how you're going to react in these situations. Obviously, this officer did not react the way you predictably react. But two, I just think, and I know Jerry may not agree with this, I think arming people, giving more guns in places is not going to protect you against other guns. And, you know, this call in the States right now to arm teachers, I find totally...
Those are two different issues.
Yeah, that's a separate issue.
But no, but having someone with a gun at the school did not stop the shooting, right? Having more guns in that school will not stop shootings.
Amanda? What about the teacher who actually? What about the teacher who actually put himself in harm's way? Who took a bullet for the kids? If he'd had a gun, would he have used it?
I think that's a lot of hypotheticals.
No,
I just
it's not.
Think adding more guns to the situation in the U.S. is not going to solve anything.
Would
I do not.
The guy who was willing to put his body in the way in order to protect
who
students
knows?
Have
how good
used
is his
a
aim?
Gun?
Who knows, Jerry? But who knows? But honestly, I think that no, I'm not. I think that man is obviously very brave, and it's devastating to see this thing happen. But I think adding more armed people in schools or anywhere does not stop these kinds of shootings.
How do you stop it?
Take guns away from people.
No, that's
not an answer, unfortunately. It doesn't work.
Sure
it no.
But neither
it's a huge
is,
black market. You can't do that. No. It's
neither
impossible.
Is giving more people guns. I agree completely with Amanda. And it reminds me when I was at Starbucks this morning, a friend of mine showed me an old episode of All in the Family, Archie Bunker, talking during, I guess, hijacking of airplanes was a big thing at the time this episode was written.
The TV interview, yeah.
And he's telling the interviewer how you can stop hijackings. You just, as the passengers check in, you give them all guns.
This and is Archie Bunker. Guns for everybody.
Guns
I remember
for
this.
All.
Yes,
and,
I remember.
All yeah. right. But if you can give, if you're putting armed people on planes, which they are doing, how's that any different?
Yeah.
Because the armed people are trained, I suppose.
And we can't.
Probably.
A teacher could not be trained. They're not trainable.
You don't want teachers carrying guns.
All right, then more kids will get shot.
Teach English and math.
Jerry, you don't trust teachers to teach. Why would you trust them to shoot?
There's a problem with math, certainly, in this. I wouldn't give somebody who can't teach math a gun. How about that?
Well, look, go back full circle. Then the person who was actually in the school should have done something and should have reacted. He had one job to do, and he failed. That's the real key. If you don't want to arm teachers, perfectly fine. Then ensure the people who are actually in there, who are holding the weapons, do their job.
With
That's
respect,
it.
I don't think the failure was on the officer that had the gun there that didn't act. I think the failure was on the system that allowed these kinds of guns to get in the hands of someone with mental illness like that. I think that is totally...
And the police, who failed to investigate two 911 yes. calls
that's
last November.
No, I agree, and that's a mistake,
the same
too.
Guy.
No, I concur.
So a pet pig named Molly, a 3-year-old Vietnamese pot-bellied pig, was adopted from the SPCA, and a month later, roasted.
They ate her.
And eaten.
I cannot even with this story.
Exactly. But you eat bacon.
Yeah.
I do, but I would not go to the realm of, like, adopting a pet animal, like, taking
That's
it home.
That's free bacon.
And pretending
it's,
like,
it's
my pet.
It's for bomb meat sandwiches, pork belly. Why
that
are you objecting?
That is serial killer behavior. That is what that is. That's awful.
Serial killer behavior to
it
a
is.
Pot-belly pig?
You're taking it home. It's
a family food, pet. Amanda. Food.
It's a family pet.
Oh, please. They even admitted themselves that once that owner takes control of it, it's their choice.
To
End
eat
of story.
Their pet?
He has to eat the pet.
Well,
it's a pig.
To clarify, it was within the law.
It was within the law.
Not necessarily the SPCA saying, if you want to eat it,
not the SPCA. I'm just saying it's within the law. That's fine. There's nothing wrong with it.
What was the pig's name?
Molly.
Molly. They ate Molly.
Molly was tasty.
Yeah.
Okay.
Very, very bad form.
Bacon.
No, I'm out.
All right.
I'm wrestling every day. I love bacon.
Same.
It's practically the only meat I eat. But I am having increasing difficulty getting myself to eat meat. I mean, I really am. I know I sound like a lunatic, but it's just I'm afraid I'm turning vegetarian.
Oh, God, don't say that.
I am completely on the same page. I think I've already mentioned, perhaps even to this panel, watching a video of a pet pig putting its toys away, and I thought...
I know that's the one that killed me, too! Oh.
Jesus, my ears.
They put their toys away?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh.
And then dinner.
Too cute.
Pigs right. and pigs and bacon rocks.
Thank you!
Catch the round table. Round one at 7:45. Round two at 8:45. Weekday mornings on More in the Morning. In-depth radio. News Talk 1010.